It's time now for your comments, and we heard from many of you about a pair of stories we aired last week. First, we profiled Brett Baer. He's a 40-year-old up-and-coming anchor for the Fox News Channel. Deborah Craig of Rochester, New York, was not impressed. She writes this, "Wow, I am not listening to NPR to hear stories about Fox News or Fox News reporters. It was pretty obnoxious and a very blatant attempt to present the fair and balanced the far-right conservatives bully you for. Please don't. It insults the intelligence and sensibilities of the rest of us, your listeners and supporters."
And we heard this from Gregory Adamo of Metuchen, New Jersey. "I was surprised that you waited almost a week to do your April Fool's segment. Treating the Republican propaganda machine as a legitimate news organization must be a joke."
But you were even more upset with us over our short profile of Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan. He chairs the House Budget Committee, and his proposed budget for 2012 has sparked considerable controversy. We offered a quick, offbeat biography of Ryan on Friday, and responses ranged from angry to simply snarky. Michael Cranish of Las Vegas writes this, "Gee whiz, Paul Ryan lifts weights and is a Led Zeppelin fan. Wow, the tax crusader sure is cool."
And Barbara Fibick weighs in with this from Middleton, Wisconsin. "What's with the cutesy little piece telling us about how he drove a wienermobile and is an extreme fitness buff? How about some serious information about how he is proposing a budget that is more hurtful and destructive to the middle class and poor than anything in the history of our republic? I am disappointed. If I want a right-wing love fest, I can find it on Fox."
Well, at least one listener seemed to appreciate the story. Hillary Stockton of St. Petersburg, Florida, writes this, "As a federal employee who has spent the last couple of days glued to the will-they-won't-they news of a potential government shutdown, I really enjoyed the light and short Who Is He story on Representative Paul Ryan. Presented just 17 minutes into the show, in what I thought was going to be a frenzy of budget details, there was this unexpected and welcome break. I felt myself relax as I listened to it. Or maybe it was just the Led Zeppelin."
We appreciate your comments. Please keep them coming. You can write to us by visiting npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face.
Our program is directed by Brendan Banaszak, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
Our planning editor is Jerry Holmes. The staff includes Jonathan Baer, Art Silverman, Rob Ballinger, Liz Baker, Brendan Banaszak, Shireen Meraji, Theo Balcom, and Bilal Qureshi.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.